Welcome back to After the Mishnah, Avis Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes Vav. Shammai Omer, Shammai says three things. Each one of these three things are fundamentals that we're all brought up with. Asay Torascha Keva, make your Torah Keva, an Iker, an important part of your life. Emar Ma'at, Vasei Harbe, say little and do a lot. The third thing is Vahavei Mekabel Eskol Ha'odam, Savor Panim Yafis, greet each person kindly with a kind face and a smile. So since we only have 2.5 minutes, let's focus on the first segment. Asay Torascha Keva, make your Torah learning permanent. On the most simple level, the way the Rav, the Bartanura, explains the Mishnah, a person's main focus and the main thing he does at night, by day, should be Esek HaTorah. The way I understand it, it doesn't necessarily mean, and this is with some of the Mefarshim explaining, it doesn't mean that the kamos, the amount of time that a person puts into their learning daily, is more than the amount of time a person works. If a person has to work and needs to spend more time supporting his family, that doesn't mean that his Torah is not kva. Torah kva means that the main focus of a person's life is limur and esek HaTorah. One of the questions that a person is going to be asked, the second question when he gets up to the Olam HaEmes after he passes away, is Kavata Itim LaTorah. Did you set aside specific times? Was that the focus of your life? And there were times in your day, times in your evening, that nothing else got in the way of your focus and dedication to Esek HaTorah. The Pele Yoyitz writes something fascinating. If a person has a set time, a special time that he dedicates to learning Torah, then we invoke the halach in Shulchan Aruch of Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza Dami. Meaning, even if most of the day the person is osuk, he's busy with his work, since he has a special time dedicated for learning Torah, then that time is considered as if he learned half of the hours of the day. Since Kol Kavua is Kemechza Al Mechza, he's Mekal Boschar as if he learned Torah half of the day. And I'll wrap up with a Medrash Shmuel that says, very interesting, Asay Torascha Keva, that Torah, Esek HaTorah, is different than Tefillah. Tefillah, Reb Shimon teaches us in Perek Beis, Mishnah Tezvav, Al Tas Tefillascha Keva. A person shouldn't think that through his Tefillah, all his Bakashis will be fulfilled, everything he asks for will be fulfilled. Shammai is teaching us that even though when a person davens, Al Tas Tefillascha Keva, Asay Torascha Keva, when a person spends time learning Torah, he's allowed to think that through the Schar, Hashem will fulfill his Bakashas. So, when a person says the bracha of Lasag B'divrei Seirah, and V'charev Na Hashem Alekeinu As Divrei Seirascha B'finu, we beg Hashem, we ask Hashem, please make Torah sweet, so we're able to live a life of Asay Torascha Keva.